Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I'm so excited to have none other than one of my favorites on tonight. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson will be delivering God's word. He's coming to us from Washington, D.C. He always brings a powerful word from the Lord. Not that he is the only one, but all of our guests that come from us delivering God's word are very anointed and powerful men and women of God. So I'm so excited for what God is doing through his people over this worldwide platform. So I'm asking all listeners, especially the new listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with Joseph E. Jackson, overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. Before I go any further, I am still excited about how God has opened the door for even prisoners all over the United States to be able to hear this worldwide platform and be blessed by God's word and have an opportunity to be saved in Jesus' name after hearing God's word. So for this, we're grateful on tonight. We're going to go into prayer, as we always do. I don't know what happened. We're going to give it to go to prayer right now. And I tell you what, I'm asking all listeners on tonight, please pray with me because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we say in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you still have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hand. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus, starting with myself, my entire family, overseer Joseph E. Jackson and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. And that way we can always continue to move forward and complete our God assignment in the earth that we will continue to give you glory, honor, and praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up our sisters and brothers and the president of Ukraine in our prayers. We ask that you will continue to move by your spirit, continue to comfort those that have lost loved ones in this unprovoked war over Ukraine. Not only for them, but all those that have lost loved ones. Deacon Milton Dogan of Greater Silver Faith Baptist Church and the loss of his brother. And all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reason all over the land. Comfort and strengthen as only you can in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Those that are having suicidal thoughts. Those that are stressed out because of mental depression. Those that are suffering from PTSD disorders. Continue to bless their minds, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal them in the name of Jesus so that after they have been healed, delivered, and set free, they will not be afraid or ashamed to be a witness. Let the world know that it's you who have healed them in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that your word will go forth with power over the worldwide platform on tonight through your man of God. We pray now, Lord, that should there be any listeners that is not saved in Jesus' name, that is hearing this word on tonight, that they would hear your word, they would receive it, and they would open their own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Help us, Heavenly Father, to decrease, and that you may increase in each one of us individually and as a corporate body of believers for your glory. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought, as we always do. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, often what may appear as a detour in life, it's actually the most direct and empowering path to your destination. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. What often may appear as a detour in life, it's actually the most direct and empowering path to your destination. I want to give a shout out real quick to my new pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Copper Woods, Michigan. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Bishop James A. Jennings and the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church as he is celebrating his 32nd year of pastoral services at the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. Please note that I do not own the copyright to any songs that may be played over this worldwide platform. I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And I'm getting ready to play one of my favorite songs on tonight because, again, the Word of God says, the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And God let us know, he warned us and told us that we were experiencing wars and rumors of wars. And so that's what we're seeing going on in today's world right now. So we should not be alarmed or afraid because God said that these things are going to happen. So that's why right now we're going to go to our music break, and we're going to play our music song on tonight for the people of Ukraine. We're going to continue to lift them up in prayer. Pray for me. After the music break, we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Overseer Joseph B. Jackson. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. After the music break, I will open up the phone lines. So after he has concluded with his message, is there any listeners on the line that would like to have questions for him pertaining to tonight's message or want to give him words of encouragement, you would have a chance to do so after he has concluded with tonight's message. So right now we're going to go to our music break. Please enjoy.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Lord Jesus.
The Lord on tonight. Yes, pray for me. You, my sister, you, my brother. The fervent prayers of the righteous still availeth much. So that's why we are encouraged to pray ye one for another. So right now, I'm so excited once again to have Overseer Joseph E. Jackson going to share another word with the Lord to, with us on tonight. Overseer Jackson, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you so much. Can everybody hear me? Can you hear me okay? Okay. Certainly want to honor God tonight for the privilege of being with the saints of God one more time. Want to bless God for his goodness, his mercy, and his kindness, and just want to thank him for just another day of life. But the old saints used to say, just thanking for my life, my health, and my strength. Grateful for just having another sense of direction, just that he's kept us another day. It's another day's journey, and I'm so glad, and I'm just so grateful to all that God has done. We take so much for granted, but we just want to let him know how much we appreciate him tonight, and we thank him. Father, we thank you. We praise and we magnify and glorify your name. There is no God like you. We bless you, Father, for being in our lives, and we thank you for our salvation. We thank you for the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. We thank you for all you've done. You watched over us, you protected us, you kept us, you let no hurt, harm, or danger come to us. Even though some may be sick in their bodies, God, you're still with them, and we thank you. We ask you now in the name of Jesus, God, to do what needs to be done across this world. You told us, God, that we were living in the last days. You told us what was going to come, and now we see things taking place that we never thought we'd see, Father. But, Lord, God, we ask you now to get involved because even though it's happening, God, you still are in control. You sit high and you look low. The Bible said it's you who raises up princes and it's you that brings them low. And tonight, God, I'm asking you to look on this whole situation with Russia and all of the situations that, that Putin has brought upon the world. The heart of the king is in the hand of God, Father, and I'm asking you to turn his heart now in the name of Jesus. All of the madness that he's put upon this earth now, God, I'm asking you now to shut it down, even as you shut it down, Father, for Hezekiah. We're going to talk about that tonight. But, God, I'm asking you now, do me a favor, God, and step in. Protect the lives of those people, God. Watch over those children. Give them succor and confidence in knowing that the God of their heritage is going to move on their behalf. Father, turn this mess around. Turn it around. Give Biden to know what to do. Don't let him do anything that would take us into another war. But, God, do what needs to be done to put Putin in place. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
We thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We glorify you, and we magnify your name. There is no God like you, God. There's no God like you. We thank you that even the pandemic, Father, is not as bad as it was. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for the way that you made. Now, God, look on us. Look on us. Look on us. Cover us.
Yes.
It's
yes.
In the name of Jesus. Cover us and be with us tonight. Anoint us to go forward in your strength and power. The devil has fought me all day long, all day long, all day long. He's fought so many ways, but God, I bind that spirit. You bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Bind that spirit
yeah.
and rebuke the devil now in the name of Jesus and help us to go forward in your service. Watch over, cover, and keep, but more than anything, let me decrease. And you increase as we go forward in your word tonight. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for just being God. We thank you, God. We thank you. In Jesus'
yes.
name we pray. Hey, glory to God.
Jesus,
amen and amen. Y'all have to forgive
amen.
Me. But I've been fighting
amen.
The devil all day long. But I noticed something. The old saints used to tell me, they said, if the devil ain't messing with you, he ain't worried about you because you ain't messing with him. Oh. If you ain't going through some issues, if you ain't going through some troubles and trials and tribulations, you better check yourself, because the devil
I know that's
is not
right.
afraid of people who are playing his game, and too many people are playing church. And it's time out for playing
right.
church now, brothers. Let me tell you, because
the
night is far spent. It's time out for playing church. Jesus is on his way back. If you don't read the signs of the times and you can't read what's happening around now, you better get your act together, glory to God, because it won't be long now. I know they've been saying that we've been talking about Jesus is coming ever since we came into the knowledge of Christ. But guess what? The Bible said he's closer today than he was yesterday. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And ready or not, we used to play that little game, hide and go seek, ready or not. He's coming, glory
yeah.
to God, and you
yeah.
hey, hallelujah, you want to be ready to go back with him when he comes,
yeah.
and you can't go back if you don't have your act together. Looking at 2 Chronicles, the 32nd chapter, verses 5 through 8, let me read them for you. Then Hezekiah worked hard at repairing all the broken sections of the wall, erecting towers and constructing a second wall outside the first. He also reinforced the supporting terraces of the city of David and manufactured large numbers of weapons and shields. He appointed military officers over the people and assembled them before him in the square of the city, Then Hezekiah encouraged them by saying, "Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria or his mighty army." Glory to God. "For there is a power far greater on our side." My Bible say, glory. "For there is a power far greater on our side. He may have a great army, but they are merely men. We have the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles for us." Hezekiah was words were greatly encouraged. Hezekiah's words greatly encouraged the people. I'm sorry, I got a little caught up in that because I just started thinking about something that I needed the Lord to do, and God was just speaking to my heart just now in that word, letting me know that he was greater than the men who've come against me. He's greater, he's greater, he's greater. And because he's greater, I can trust him. I can trust him at his word to do what he said he's going to do. Oh, God, I want somebody to know you can make it through the storm. You hear me? You can make it through the storm, through the challenges of life. You can make it through the storm. And that's what my message is entitled this morning. I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of this. Why? Because I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry. And because he heard my cry, glory to God, I'm coming out of this. Glory to God, I'm coming out of this. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you're in, but everybody got some trouble somewhere. Everybody got a child. Everybody's got something that they're concerned about. Some people are sick in their bodies. Some folks don't have the money to pay the bill. Somebody is dealing with crisis in their home. Somebody's kids are stuck on drugs. Somebody has lost a job. Somebody doesn't know how they're going to pay the bill. You got a crisis going on somewhere. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I got news for you. I got news for you. There's going to be glory after this. You had to go through it. Oh, my God. You had to go through this situation. You had to go through that circumstance to prove, so that God could prove to you that he is who he says he is. You know, it's easy for us to talk about God being a way maker and God opening doors and avenues, but if you ain't never gone through nothing, you don't know what you're talking about. You need to be a living testimony. You need to be like Lazarus. You need to be a living testimony that when you walk into a room, people just look at you and see the glory of God manifesting from you and know that God has brought you out of your circumstance. Some people have seen you go through issues and seen you go through problems. Some people know and are wishing that you would drop, you would just fail. But I got news for you. What they meant for evil, God's going to turn it into good. You had to go through it. You had to go through. You had to go through because there will be glory after this.
Yes.
My God, I'm coming out of this. You got to put that in your mind. Whatever you're dealing with, you got to tell yourself, I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out. I'm coming out because God, I've called upon the Lord, and the Lord has heard my cry. David said, this poor man cried, and the Lord did what? He heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. You got to look to God now. We're living in a time now where you got to look to God for your deliverance. Listen. Let's look at this scripture, and I'm going to be doing a little teaching tonight. A lot of time we get preached at, but we don't know the circumstances that lay behind the circumstances that we're talking about. Here you have a situation. You've got a king by the name of Hezekiah, and the Bible said he was the king of Judah, and the Bible said he was one of the eight kings who walked uprightly before God. All the other ones that came before him, they took the people through changes, and they walked away from God, and they led the people away from God. Even Hezekiah's father, Ahaz, did the same thing. Ahaz hooked up with Egypt and Assyria and all of the other countries and formulated treaties after God told him that this is not something that I want you to do. If I'm your king, follow me. Let me work things out. Stop relying on people around you. I told you that the hand of flesh will fail you. But Ahaz did what he wanted to do, and he led the people away from God, and he closed down the temple. Who ever heard of closing down the church? He closed the church down. And then he committed a sacrilege and allowed people to worship other gods in the temple of God. God got upset. You can't overstep your bounds. Sometimes you can do some things that God will get upset about. And when he gets upset, he's coming after you. He's coming after you. And he came after and the nation of Israel. And he came after Judah, and he allowed their enemies to overtake them. Hezekiah came up in a period when there was trouble all around him. But when Hezekiah came to the throne, he did something unusual. He said, my dad was wrong in what he did, but I'm going to right situations. And the Bible said what he did was he tore down the altars. He opened up the church again. He made the come back to church. He had a revival service in the nation. And the people of God came back to God and began to worship him. They got rid of the idols and got rid of all of those things that God said he was upset about. And Hezekiah, because he walked uprightly before God, the Bible said God gave him peace in the nation. And for those of you that are going through trials and tribulations now, if you want some peace, you got to walk uprightly before God in all of your ways. You've got to acknowledge him first and let him direct your path. Whatever you've been through, you just turn it over to God and give it to him and then live for him. All that you know how, just live for him. I know people are laughing at us and saying ain't nothing to this God that we've got, but I got news for you. You hold on to his unchanging hand and watch him work things out for you. The very people who laugh at you will one day look at you and admire you because of the God that's in your life. Remember, I told you that if the devil is not messing with you, it's because you ain't doing nothing to toward his kingdom. Shirley Caesar used to sing a song, Satan, I'm going to tear your kingdom down. But too many of us are playing on the devil's territory. Too many of us are caught up in sin. Too many of us are not walking with the God of our salvation. Too many of us are playing games. You can't be wishy-washy with God. You can't do your own thing with God, because God's going to move at some point to either bring you back, or you're going to find yourself, like the old song said, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. And if your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely slip away. Glory to God. You don't want to slip away from the haven that God has given you. You want to hold on to him. Hezekiah, what you do? Hezekiah got 10 years of peace. And in those 10 years, we read what he did. He fortified his cities. He built new walls around his kingdom so that he couldn't be attacked by enemies. He did everything that he thought was best in order to protect his people. He walked uprightly before God and saw the people walked uprightly before him. But guess what? The devil got mad. And when the devil got mad, he came against him. I told you, when you walk uprightly before God, the enemy is going to come in. But the Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. Hezekiah, you got a problem right now. And the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, wants to take your kingdom. He's doing everything possible to tear you down. You've got to read that story, because it's a fascinating story of how he tried to wear Hezekiah down. He sent people to him, messages to him, and they took a letter to him. And they wanted to see Hezekiah, but Hezekiah wouldn't meet with them. He sent some of his emissaries to them and talked to them. But the king's emissary turned around and said, "You know, Hezekiah, you got to come to grips with something. Sennacherib is going to take this city. He's going to take the city like he's taken all the other cities. You see, Putin isn't by himself. The Bible lets you know that dictators have always tried to take over the world. Alexander the Great did it. Julius Caesar did it. So many of the dictators of the world, Hitler did it. Mussolini did it. All of them got a thought in their mind that they wanted to be greater than what they were, and they went after the smaller nations to swallow them up. So what's old is new, and what's new is old. The Bible said there's nothing new under the heavens. What you saw yesterday will come around tomorrow. Glory to God. And what's tomorrow will come around the next day, because the fact is, ain't nothing new. Putin is just like Sennacherib. He came against Kosovo. Now you got Sennacherib coming against Judah. He's already come against Israel. He's taken Israel captive. He's taken them back to his old country, his own country. He's made slaves of them. He sold them into slavery and all of this other issue. And now he says, I want Judah. I'm coming after Hezekiah. And Hezekiah almost capitulated at first. Read the story. He capitulated because the king said, he said, you know, maybe we ought to have a truce. I know you got more men than I do, and I can't fight you, but can I pay you off? You can't pay the devil off. he tried to pay him off. He paid him off with money, but the minute he paid him off, he didn't have any more money. Sennacherib came against him anyhow. The devil will always play games with your mind, always try to trick you. The Bible said he came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's his purpose. That's his purpose. But look at what happens here, and I love this, and this is what some of y'all are going to have to do, and this is what the whole story is about tonight. For those of you that are going through a problem, for those of you who are at a situation where you don't know where to turn, for those of you that are in trouble tonight, I want you to do just what Hezekiah did. Hezekiah took that thing to God. Hezekiah took that letter that Sennacherib sent to him and took it into the house of God. And not only did he take it into the house of God, but he sent a copy to Isaiah the prophet. And see, you can't talk against preachers because preachers have power. Preachers have the ability to go to God on your behalf to help you out of your situation. And that's what
I knew. That's right.
To the pastor, and he said, look, man, this is the situation that we're in. I got a situation that I can't deal with, and if you don't go to God on our behalf, we won't make it through this storm. There's a storm out here that's getting ready to take us out. They're going to come against us, and we have no way of fighting them. Can you go to God and talk to God on our behalf? Can you place this situation in the presence of God and ask God to help us? And not only did he do that, but he went to the people and he gave them the weapons, just like the people in Kosovo. He gave them the weapons and he said, I know it looks like we can't make it. I know it looks like the forces are going to overwhelm us, but stand fast and fight. Understand that yes, they're great in number, but God is on our side. And the Bible said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You don't realize the power that's behind you. And so he turned around and told Isaiah, we need help. Isaiah went to God and talked to God, and God came back to him and gave him Hezekiah's way out. He went to Hezekiah, and he said, you know what, Hezekiah? Don't worry about a thing. The Lord's got your back. God's got your back. He said, don't even worry about Sennacherib. He said, you know why? Because I'm going to take care of this. Sennacherib made a big mistake. He talked about me. He said that I wasn't nothing. He compared me to the gods of stone, the gods of wood, and the gods of metal. He doesn't know who he's dealing with, so I've got to teach him a lesson. And so I want you to stand still and see the salvation of God. Just like I told Moses, you ain't got to fight this. The battle is not yours. It belongs to me. Watch me do my thing. And I tell you what's going to happen. Sennacherib is going to leave the city. He's not even going to put a siege engine against the walls. He's not going to shoot an arrow. He's not going to throw a spear. But he's going back home. And when he goes back home, guess what? I'm going to have somebody in his hometown kill him. Don't even worry about it. I'm taking care of this. And just to let you know what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you something else. The Bible said God turned around and told one of his angels. He did not tell us the name of the angel. He did not say it was Michael, the warring angel. He just said to one of the angels. Now, this tells you the power that an angel has. One angel came into the camp of the Assyrians and killed 180,000 people with one blow. The next morning, when those that were left got up and saw all of the dead, they ran for their lives, including the king. And the Bible said that when they got back to Assyria, the king went up into the temple to praise his God. But his two sons took a sword and killed him. God knows how to wipe away things that displease him. And I want Mr. Putin to know, brother, that the blood of the innocents is going to cry out against you. The blood of the innocents is going to cry out against you, just like Cain killed Abel. And the Bible said his blood cried out to God, and God heard the blood speak. And because the blood spoke, he dealt with Cain, Abel, because of what he had done. God's going to fix this situation. Watch and see God do something unusual in this circumstance. But what he's going to do in your life, what he's going to do for you, he'll do the same thing. The enemy that has come up against you has come for a purpose. He's come to destroy you. He's come to discourage you. He's come to make you walk away. But you can't do that. The Bible told you that you can't throw your hands up and walk away now. Because if you do so, the Bible says your faith is small. You've got to learn how to stand fast and watch God open doors and avenues for you. The only way this can happen is that you sometimes run into circumstances. I'm through. Let me show you something. When I said there will be glory after this, there will be glory. What you're going through, you went through it for a purpose. You went through it for a reason. Remember the story that Jesus told? Well, the Bible talks about a story where Jesus and the disciples were walking and they saw a blind man. And the disciples looked at Jesus and said, who sinned? Did his mother or his father, did he sin that he was made blind? He'd been blind from birth. Who? What was the purpose? What was the reason? And Jesus looked at them and said, neither one of them sinned. This was done for the glory of God. And the Bible said, I'm going to show you. Jesus walked over to the man and healed the man and gave him his sight. And the man blessed and praised and magnified God. And everybody that saw it praised and magnified God. Sometimes God will use you. He will use your trial. He will use your trouble. He will use your situation to let other people see how you handle certain things. If you throw your hands up in disgust and act like you got no hope, how is that going to glorify him? But when they see you and they know that you should have passed out, you should have died, you should have given up, you should have gone under, but they see you rising to the occasion. They see God lifting you up. Don't you realize that he gets glory out of that?
Yes, Lord.
Glory after this. We have to go through. Job said, man that is born of a woman is a few days, and those few days are full of trouble. Oh, you're going to have some issues. You're going to have some heartaches. You're going to have some pain. You're going to have things that bother you. But I got news for you. All you've got to do is do what the old saints used to say, turn it over to Jesus.
Yeah.
Tell him about your problem. He'll hear your humble cry, and he'll answer by and by. And then he said, your prayer will turn. And you'll feel the fire burning because you'll know that Jesus will make it right. Glory to God, he'll make it right. You ever been in a circumstance and you didn't know how you're going to make it, and God made a way out of no way? You ever had to back up the wall and say, God, how am I going to get out of this? And God came through right in the nick of time. You ever been in a situation where you didn't have the money to pay the bill, but some way, somehow, you ever had a sickness in your body and you were hurting so bad, but you just looked up to heaven and said, Lord, help me. And God removed the pain and the adversity.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. It had to happen.
Lord.
I'm coming out of this. Somebody needs to tell that to somebody. I'm coming out of this. I've been in this thing a long time, but I'm coming out. It's not going to keep me. I'm coming out of this. Why? Because I cried and he heard me. Oh, God, I love that scripture that says, I know my thoughts towards you. They are good and not evil. He said, you will call upon me, and I will hear, and I will answer you.
Yes,
why?
You will.
Because I have an expected end to get you to. There'll be glory after this. Get me, there'll be glory after this. Oh, God, you sometimes have to have an anyhow praise. I'm going to praise him anyhow. The Bible says, that everything that has breath, praise God. I'm going to praise him anyhow. Yeah, I'm hurting my body, but I'm going to praise him anyhow. It could have been worse. I'm going to praise him anyhow and tell him thank you for his goodness. I'm going to thank him for his mercy. I'm going to thank him for his kindness. I'm going to just say thank you anyhow. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We thank you. Lord, we ask you to remember the people tonight. I remember them tonight. The enemy fought me with this phone tonight, God, and tried to mess it up. But at least you made it so that we could say what we had to say. God, I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
My brother Brown, I ask you to look on him and bless his efforts that he's doing. He has been a blessing to so many people. And, God, I'm asking you to continue to bless him and help his work to flourish. Let folk be saved. Let folk be delivered. Let folk be healed through this mechanism, God. In the name of Jesus, open doors and avenues. Make ways out of no way. Cover him now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you for what you've done for him, and thank you for what you're about to do. We bless you for those that are living, and we ask you now to cover them. Keep them in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. What a powerful word on tonight, Overseer Jackson. Thank God for you. And you know what? I kind of sensed that the enemy was trying to work on you earlier this evening. And that's why I sent you that message to let you know and hopefully encourage you to let you know that I'm praying for you. And that's why we are.
I'm sorry, when you did that, I said, now, that's interesting that he would say this, but I see why, and I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful. Just so grateful.
There's nobody but God. That's how the Lord works. And that's why it's so important that we encourage one another and continue to lift each other up in prayer. Because we're all, just like you just said, we're all going through something. Your something may not be mine, and vice versa, but we're all experiencing something, especially if you are in the body of Jesus Christ and you're saved in his name and you're trying to be a doer of God's word. The enemy sees that, and he's going to try to do anything to stop you from fulfilling your God purpose in the earth. So earlier when I called you, Overseer Jackson, this is for the listeners to bear witness to this, how God works. I heard it in your voice. You didn't have to tell me. I heard it, and the Lord let me sense it. So that's why I sent you that message to let you know that I've been praying for you. So, and that's why when you tried to come on earlier tonight, the enemy tried to block the line. That's why I asked you to hang up and dial back in, because we knew there was nobody but the enemy. But we still know that God still got the glory, and we give God the glory for what he has done on tonight through you, through his word. So right now, the phone lines are open. If there's anyone, you know what, before I say that, I want to thank you for sharing with the listeners on tonight, Overseer Jackson, that people of God, you need to remember that, and just like he said in the message on tonight, people need to take their mouth off their pastors. If you don't have anything good to say about your pastor, it's best that you don't say anything. Because just like he said, and I'm a witness, that your pastor that are truly of God, they are watching over your soul. They are praying on your behalf. So if you think you know something about them and you're not sure, it's best that you don't say anything. Keep your mouth off of the man and woman of God. Not just the pastor, but anyone that is saved in Jesus' name, that are being faithful doers of God's word, it behooves you not to put your mouth on them, say things against them, because are powerful men and women of God. They can go to God in prayer on that situation and watch God step in and defend them. So right now, again, the phone lines are open. Is there anyone that would have a question for Overseer Jackson on tonight pertaining to this word, this message that's just gone forth, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, the phone lines are open. Praise the Lord.
Well, Overseer anyone? Jackson, this is Sister Walker. I just want to say, I don't have a question tonight. I am just so full from that powerful message and that prayer you gave me tonight that it has just blessed my soul. It was just wonderful.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, baby. The Lord bless
you. I am so happy. I am just so full and so happy tonight.
My God. Thank you so much,
Lord. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Anyone else? The phone lines are open. You know what I love about God's word? He said that his word would not go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for it to do. Even before the foundation of the world, God knew that this night was going to be upon us, and he knew who was going to be dialing in. He knew who was going to be over this on this worldwide platform listening in to this word. So he's getting the glory, whether anyone say anything or not. God's word has gone forth with power on tonight. And just like he was saying in his prayer and in the message, we're going to continue to lift up our sisters and brothers in Ukraine, the president of Ukraine, because God sees what the enemy is doing through Putin and everyone else that's not of God. So we just thank God for who he is. We thank God that he is in total control no matter what it looks like. Right now, with the situation with Ukraine, we thank God that he is still in control, and he has the final say. So the phone lines are still open. Is there anyone else that would like to share a word of encouragement to Overseer Jackson?
Yeah. James, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, well, Overseer, I just caught the last 10 minutes of your message, and thank God I did. It's just confirmation for me. You know, I had COVID, and I knew it was confirmed for you tonight that God got the glory from it. Come on, somebody. Amen. I know, but you know what? No matter what other folks think, you know what I mean? There's that peace of God that surpasses all understanding, the divine state on him. And I knew that God had me. I knew there was some glory because ever since while I was in the hospital, since I've been out of the hospital, there have been all types of testimonies. And God still gets the glory because of the situation that I was in. And even my wife even said, I know you coming out. I know my husband was coming out.
Overseer Jackson, I just want you to know, Overseer Jackson, that was my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina, Pastor Norman King, that was just speaking to you, Pastor Overseer Jackson. That was my first cousin, Pastor Norman King from North Carolina, speaking to you on tonight.
Well, I want to say this to him, and I want to say this to everybody out there. I'm so grateful that the Lord raised him up out of the COVID situation. But you know what? And this is something you need to put in your spirit. My pastor told me years ago, and I know it's true because it happened for me, God will let you live with what other people died from. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, you will. I'm a witness.
God will let you live. Oh, my boss, that's all I want to say.
I'm a witness.
Glory to God. Yeah. Yes,
yeah.
He'll let you live with what other people died from. My God.
I'm a witness.
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
Overseer Jackson, you hit the nail on the head with that one. You sure said that right. I am a cancer survivor for 2 years now, thank God. Lord knows I've been dealing with having seizures. I had one of the worst kind that you can have. They call it a grandma seizure. But I chewed out part of my tongue, and I had to learn how to write all over again. I had to learn how to eat and drink through a straw. But that was over 30 years ago. And the doctor told my family if I had another seizure back then, they could start preparing my funeral arrangements. But I told the Lord in the hospital room, I cannot work for you if I'm dead. You got so much for me to do. And that was over 30 years ago, but I'm still here. So I thank God for this word of tonight. You confirmed some things for me. You confirmed some things for me, not only for me, but other listeners on the line tonight. Other listeners, even those that are behind prison bars that are listening in on tonight, I'm sure you have confirmed some things for them, too, through God's word. So that's why we're going to continue to lift you up in prayer, Overseer Jackson, because we know that the enemy is after you. Because anytime you are a powerful man or woman of God that's doing the work of God, delivering his word, we know that the enemy is always on his job. And he said, when the Lord asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm walking up and down the earth, seeking whom I may devour. So he's still coming to kill, steal, and destroy. But we know that we have the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord.
That being
said, Overseer Jackson, I just want to let you know that stay encouraged in the Lord. Your work is not in vain. You haven't seen nothing yet. The best for you is still yet to come. So on that note, we're going to get ready to close out a little bit early on tonight. Again, we want to continue to keep the people of Ukraine, keep the president of Ukraine in our prayers. And also the word of God tells us that we are to pray for the peace and prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. So we want to continue to lift them up in prayer as well. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you. Yes, sir.
One thing, just before you said, I think, and the Lord just dropped it in my mind, the president of the Ukraine is Jewish, and God told you that I'll curse those that curse you, and I'll bless those that bless you. Putin's going down. He's going down. That's why he can't capture that country, because God's hand is in on that man's life.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. That's why we're so glad that no matter what it looks like, God is still in control, and God has a final say. So, Putin, cannot do no more than what God allows him to do, because
that's
God
right.
is still in control. He's sitting high and he's looking low. And so the enemy, they're going to have to give an account to God. So we just have to just keep staying faithful and prayerful on behalf of the people of Ukraine and all those that are going through different situations. They don't look like they're going to come out. But I like this message title on tonight. I cried and he delivered me. I'm coming out of this. So that's for the people of Ukraine on tonight. Even though some of them have died and lost their lives, they are going to come out of this, and there will be glory after this. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus, we come once again, your children, touching and agreeing and realizing and knowing that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. And, oh God, I have said out of my own mouth that I wish that you would step in and do something. I don't know what you're going to do, but you know how to turn the hearts of those that have evil intentions, those that have hidden agendas and motives that are doing wrong and evil to your people. We know that you are able to step into the situation. So, Lord, we lift up President Putin, his entourage, and everyone that have the mindset just like him, the evil mindsets that are of evil and not of good. We lift them up to you now, Lord, and ask that you to move by your spirit. We pray, Lord, that you have turned the king's heart in the Bible days. You're able to turn his heart as well. Even if you don't turn his heart, we know that you know how to take him out in the way that you choose to do so. So we look to even him up to you right now, Heavenly Father, ask that you to have your way in his life, that you get the glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted. I lift up my first cousin, Natalie Holt, Heavenly Father, in the passing of her father. On the other night, we know that he was saved in Jesus' name, so we ask you for comfort and strength on her and her entire family. Again, Deacon Dogan from the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church and the loss of his brother on the other night, we know that they may have departed from this life, but once they're saved in Jesus' name, your word lets them know that nothing can pluck us out of your hand, and they have transitioned from earth to glory. So we just thank you for their lives and all those that have lost loved ones all over the land. Continue to comfort and strengthen them. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your presence, even during the hour of bereavement, and that they will continue to look unto the hills from which cometh their help. Even during the hour of bereavement, they need to know that all of their help still comes from you. So let them feel your peace, your presence, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we even lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons. Continue to bless them. And I thank you for opening the doors that now they are able to receive your word through this worldwide platform and other ministries that I share with them all over the United States, so they too would have an opportunity to hear your word and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them as well. And those that are on their way out of prison, that they will be able to have a change of heart. And, oh God, that if they are released back into society, they will look to you, Heavenly Father. They will be led and directed by you. That they will be great citizens into the world, that they will be able to know their God purpose and fulfill it in the earth, that you will get the glory even through their lives, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will continue to touch and bless the man of God who delivered your word on tonight, Overseer Jackson. Again, you know what he's going through. We know that the enemy is trying to devour him in so many different ways. But we touch and agree on tonight, those that are faithful doers of your word, we touch and agree and lift him up to you on tonight, that we let the enemy know that he is already defeated. The enemy is defeated because we have the victory through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray and thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. We know that it will never lose its power.
Yes,
thank you
yes,
for your promise,
yes.
Heavenly Father, that you are our promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are faithful doers of your word, not just hearers only. So have your way in each one of our lives individually, then as a corporate body of believers, that you will be glorified through each one of us, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide ministry, even those that have tuned in on tonight for the first time. Bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, again, on tonight, know that I love you. Guess what? God loves you even more. So until this coming Saturday, you want to tune in and be blessed by the street preacher. This is a young man of God out of Royal Oak, Michigan. This young man is going to be delivering God's word first time on this worldwide platform. I am so excited to have street preacher Brother Sean. He's going to be bringing forth God's word on, he just celebrated his 32nd birthday on today. So this is a young man of God. And so we just ask God to continue to bless him and use him in his ministry to give God glory, honor, and praise. And people are being saved through his street ministry. And that's what it's all about, that souls are being saved. So know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Enjoy the closing song, I Give You Praise. Good night.
Child.